This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know what day it is today?
Today's Monday.
So, Columbus Day.
Yeah, what about it?
What are you guys doing?
Celebrating Columbus Day.
What's your policy on Columbus Day?
Yeah, we were.
Columbus Day. Thoughts?
Columbus Day is a day of Italian pride.
You celebrating?
Yeah. Well, I'm just working.
You are Columbus and I am America. Discover me.
Let the show begin!
Today's one of those days where if you're not off, you're like, why am I not off today? Everybody else is off today.
Yeah.
Well, everybody's not off. The banks, they won't be closed. They'll be closed. And there won't be any mail delivery.
As the British say, no post today.
That's right. There's no post today. Man, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like I'm still rain-soaked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lord.
I tell you what. Don't you wish it would just rain today?
Well,
yeah.
It may rain off and on still today before it gets out of here. It's going to be cloudy all day, and we may have a few more showers before it gets out of here, and then we'll get 3 days of straight sunshine coming up. In fact, tomorrow is supposed to be mostly sunny and almost 80.
Wow.
So get ready for that. We don't have many more of those 80-degree days left. They're going away quick.
Mm-mm.
Time to get up. Good morning to you. Thanks for waking up with a wolf. 6:03. Let's start today with Luke Combs.
17, you don't think that much about life.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase, good morning to you. The rain has finally moved out for the most part. Cloudy most of the day today, and we're going to stay warm. Tomorrow, sunshine comes back, 80.
Saturday was one of those days that, like, it rained so much that it went into your bones and you were just cold.
Yeah, it was.
Ish, yeah.
It was very rainy. And then, of course, yesterday morning I woke up thinking, well, maybe it's moved out. Maybe it's just sort of cloudy. I go to the window and it is just coming down. So, yeah, stayed in most of the weekend this weekend. Did you guys get out and about or just stay in and say, I'm done?
Yeah.
No, I did too much while it was raining. Okay, I'm done.
You did go out and do a lot in the rain?
Yeah, and I'm walking through the Food Lion parking lot in my little stupid tennis shoes, and it was just the worst idea ever, soaking wet. I mean, it was like a puddle of water just rolling through the entire parking lot the whole time I'm walking out with all my groceries. You can hear it in my voice. Like, I've just been out in the rain all weekend. It's awful.
I was getting ready to say, I think you might have got a little sick this weekend.
Ugh, just a long weekend.
We got to get you some rubber duck booties.
That's right.
Yeah.
The good news is I got my weekly bath this weekend, so that's nice.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. All right, it's 6:11 now, working on the odds and ends. A couple of interesting things in there. The Lakers, 17 NBA championships. They won their 17th this weekend. That and
sports.
More. Come up, your favorite in the odds and ends. We'll do that at about 6:25. Hang on for that. Also coming up later on today is National Barbecue Pulled Pork Day.
Yes. Boy, do we have a story for you.
Yeah, we do. We, in preparation, made a plan Friday. And we'll share that with you coming up just a little bit later on. Be ready at about 7:25 with your favorites. Going to cover all the hot spots and some you might not know about.
93.1 The Wolf.
Drip by drip.
Another day, another scandal for Senator Tom Tillis.
New Country 93.1, The Wolf. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase on a Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Good morning to you. The rain has moved out. It'll remain cloudy today. There may be a couple of pop-up showers still hanging around, but they go away when they're back to sunshine tomorrow. The Lakers won their 17th NBA title last night. They beat the Miami Heat 106-93.
That's a lot of putting on a green. That's all I got to say.
Oh, gosh.
That's a lot of home runs. the team has postponed their victory parade until after the pandemic. Broadway shows have been postponed again. They're pushing back till May of 2021 at the earliest when they could resume shows on Broadway.
Yeah, that was coming.
My guess, it may be longer than that. We'll see. Apple's added a new emoji to all their gadgets. The yellow emoji has smiling eyes and a Rona mask.
Of course. Get on the bandwagon while you
can. What's the difference in the one that has the mask anyway?
I don't know. Must be some difference, though.
This one has an Apple logo on the mask, probably.
Probably right. Dollar General, with all this with all the tales of stores closing and businesses having to shut their doors, I have some good news. Dollar General is opening a new chain called Pop Shelf. Everything at Pop Shelf is going to be less than $5. They're trying to open most of those stores sometime in 2021. They're doing this to be a competitor to Five Below.
Dollar General is an interesting company, in my opinion, just due to the fact that they pop up in a field in the middle of nowhere.
And that's why I love them.
Bingo. That's it. Yeah, you could be driving along out in the middle of Wyoming, and it's like, boom, Dollar General. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. It's like an oasis.
They've got everything you need. You know, cleaning products, food, home decor, Halloween costumes. It doesn't matter. They got it all.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a new one in Greensboro off there off of Sandy Ridge. This just seems to be sitting out there in the middle of a field.
Of course it is. That's their motto. We find a field, we build.
There you go.
The box office, what a disaster the movie business is. I'm telling you, it's going to completely revamp the entire way movies are made and distributed. The theaters that are still open are showing movies. The War with Grandpa was the number one movie this weekend.
What?
The War with Grandpa. It made $3.6 million. It cost $24 million to make.
Yeah. They're never going to make that back.
Never getting it back. You're right. Tenet is still in there. It's number two at $2 million. Hocus Pocus, $1.2 million. And The New Mutants, $685,000.
Look, I know that there's not much new movies being made, but I don't understand. I'm not seeing advertisements and trailers everywhere like I do for all the other movies that used to come out. It's like they're not trying as hard to get people to go to the movies either.
Yeah, if you want to see trailers now for anything, whether it's coming to video release, whether it's coming to streaming, you've got to go to IMDb and watch it.
Well, yeah. Disney got the smart move, I think, with Disney Plus, is especially with the Mulan movie. You know, you want early access, you pay $30 for it, and you can watch it. But the rest of us don't get to see it till December. And I've heard they've, like, made their money back.
Well, I told you months ago, the trailer to Mulan looked great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It really did. Well, as expected, the Mike Pence fly wig is a hot Halloween seller. The Yandy Company is the company producing this thing. They're selling the Debate Fly wig for Halloween. The silver wig costs $50 and has an oversized fly on it. Their slogan?
Them and SNL, as soon as they saw that fly, were like, write that down. That's a good one.
The description of the product reads, make your head great again.
That's a good one.
Panthers with another win this weekend. They beat the Falcons 23-16. Nice.
Woo!
And tips for you in case you're trying to get a jump start on your holiday shopping. Maybe you're going to jump on Prime Day and try to buy some stuff. The top toys this holiday season are Lego Star Wars The Mandalorian Building Kit.
Ooh.
I even want that.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
the 2020 Holiday Barbie Doll, National Geographic Earth Science Kit, Beyblade Burst Rise Hypersphere Vortex Climb Battle Set.
That what? Sounds awesome.
Crayola Light Up Tracing Pad, the Lego Super Mario Adventure, Play Monster Drone Home Game, and LOL Surprise. Present Surprise Doll. So those are your big ones this year if you're going to go ahead and get a start. Amazon Prime, Prime Day, expecting a huge, huge day. They're getting ready for it now. They're trying to make sure that they don't have a crash. Remember that year they had a crash? Was it 2 years ago? Like 15 minutes in, boom, down. Better hope that doesn't happen this time.
The sand that you left, one of them girls.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Jason, 6:35. This challenge is mostly on TikTok, but it's my place versus his place, where women are going on and posting pictures of their neatly organized homes versus the guy's place, where they end up going back to his place. And the pictures, I've seen some of them, and they are scary, man.
Yes.
I don't know. I do not believe how people live sometimes.
Yeah. I got to make sure the bathroom's clean. That's the big thing.
I can't live in a mess like that, man. I can't live with just stuff everywhere.
Yeah. Growing up, I lived in a pigsty, and now I am so anti-pigsty. It's ridiculous.
Well, did you ever in your dating life go back to his place and be totally shocked at what a dump it was?
Look, let's just go back to my husband, okay? He lived at home with his parents. He was saving money, yada, yada, yada. And, yeah, that bedroom was not cute. There's dip bottles on the side and water bottles just left over.
Anybody won't come back to my room.
I'm like, well, this is trash. Why have you not thrown this away? Why do you have 17 dip cans up on the dang shelf here? Just throw them away.
I can see Annie now. She walked into his bedroom and put her hands on her hip, looked around, looked at the ceiling, just went, all right, let's start. You start on that side, I'll start on this.
And that's my life.
So has that carried over to your cohabitation and married life?
Yeah, you should see the man cave. I just cleaned up all these cans yesterday, all these beer cans from his wild weekend with his buddies and dip cans and all this other crap everywhere.
Man, I tell he's got a wild and crazy life. I wish I had friends.
He's living a charmed life, isn't he? He's got the man cave. He's got his buddies over, you know?
And the wife to care for him.
You're very tolerant. I got to be honest
with
you. Hey, I don't really care. You know, he's good to me, so.
And what do you do when he's with his buddies in the man cave? What are you doing?
I was kind of like, I don't know, doing other stuff. Drinking a beer or maybe doing some laundry. Or
Do you have something like your own shows you watch without him?
Yes, but I have currently caught up on all of them, so I'm going to have to start something new because I'm tired of waiting for him.
But he does have an issue with cleaning up his crap.
Basically, yeah. I love him dearly, but yes. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. So if you've ever had one of these issues where you go on a date, you've been on a couple of dates, and it's like, okay, we're going to go to somebody's place, and you end up going back to his place, was it a good experience or was it a bad experience? And if it was...
pictures, even better.
Yeah. If you got pictures, even better. And if it was a bad experience... how bad was it? We want to know. You can call or text 680-WOLF, or you can post it up on social media. Keep an eye on it. FGL and Tim McGraw together. May we all on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
May we all get to grow up in a red, white, and blue.
New Country 93.1, The Wolf. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Good morning to you. How's everybody doing this morning after a rainy weekend? It certainly was a rainy weekend.
You can kind of hear it in my voice, so there it is.
You know, you do sound pretty rough this morning, although you sound like you'd be great on a rock and roll station today.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Absolutely right. You
got the perfect voice for the rock and roll station. All right, it's 6:52 now. It's that time of day. We do it every day at this time.
I'm getting them good vibes. I'm living this good life.
Well, who's got good vibes? Who wants to go first?
Ooh, you know, even though my voice is all crackly, it was totally worth it because all weekend long. I got a lot of family time in. It was my brother-in-law's birthday on Saturday. We threw a huge surprise party for him.
Love a surprise party.
Yeah, and the trick was he asked for it. So
so nobody was really surprised?
I think the guests were more surprised than the actual birthday boy. But I got to spend like all evening with my family and like Danny's family, you know, all of us combined. So it was really, really nice. And then just tons of time with my baby. And, you know, like I said, running around in the rain sucked. And I'm paying for it now. But all around, it was a fantastic weekend. And I'm super blessed.
Yeah, well, I tried something new. I was, you know how when you... It's raining and you're like, I really need to go out and do some stuff. But unlike Annie, who was industrious enough to actually do it, I looked out the window and said, nah, I ain't going nowhere.
Attaboy.
So I'm rooting around in the kitchen trying to find something to pull together to make a decent dinner. Mm-hmm. So I just pulled together a bunch of stuff and I'm like, all right, it's either going to be good or it's going to go in the garbage and I'm going to eat a PBJ. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I did it. I pulled it all together and made this Cajun thing with chicken and red beans, and it was fantastic.
Nice.
Call him Chef Boyardee.
I was like, score, because the whole time I'm thinking, how's this going to turn out? I don't know what I'm doing.
Over the weekend, I think I consider little wins in life great, and I had a little win. I think I have found my favorite and best ice cream, chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream.
Oh, the quest. Ooh. He's always on a quest for that ice cream. He's always, in fact, about a week ago, he's going, hey, do you know if that so-and-so has any premium ice creams in there? No, I don't know.
Exactly. And I have found, so far, the best chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream, and also maybe the best cheapish ice cream around, Turkey Hill brand.
Turkey Hill's good.
Yeah.
So it's Turkey Hill chocolate chip cookie dough.
Yes, and I also tried the Turkey Hill caramel bourbon vanilla ice cream.
Oh my!
I believe
gosh.
That's what it is. It's a limited edition, and let me tell you, man, that is some good stuff.
Well, it'd make a great milkshake, wouldn't it?
Oh gosh, yes.
Yeah, baby.
Yes.
6:55.
This is perfect.
Now, the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
Every game, you'll see a player argue with an umpire, and I've never seen an umpire change his mind ever. So why would you waste your time? Has that ever worked? You ever see a guy sliding into home? You're out! You're crazy, man! He missed a tag! I had my hand... Okay, safe. Ah, I don't like conflict. I tend to shy away from that. Go ahead, give him a run. No, it's okay. I didn't know about the yelling. It's okay, give it to him. Baseball has interesting traditions. Why do baseball coaches wear uniforms? Imagine a hockey coach on the sidelines wearing full goalie gear. Give it your all, fellas. Who's the guy in the goalie mask? So why is it normal in baseball? They look silly. Especially the ones who have put on a few pounds. Sitting in the dugout, pinstripes this far apart. Looks like somebody made a jailbreak out of his torso. I think I might pinch run today. I'll just sit here and eat Funyuns.
Hear 5 After Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with a Wolf Show.
What you drinking about?
Stephanie Quayle, what you drinking about on the Wake Up with a Wolf Show? Wonder if she's up yet. I bet she's up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably. She's definitely up. She's on a farm.
Wrangling the farm animals. Wrangling the baby goats. Baby goats, kittens, ducks.
Pterodactyls, whatever she's got out there.
She's got up there in the barn. Yeah. All right. So it's National Pulled Pork Day today. And did you know, as a as a little primer before we do this conversation, I did not know this, but I dug into this. But did you know that at the very beginning when they were like, hey, smoke meat, that's a good idea, it was the Spanish settlers who came over here and they saw the natives smoking meat and they noticed that it not only preserved the meat, it kept the flies away too.
It's a win-win.
Yeah. So it kept the bugs away, preserved the meat. And that really right there is the earliest version of barbecue.
And now we have mean, hungry flies that no matter the smoke, they're still lingering.
That's right. They've developed. They've evolved.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that at 7:25. My friend Jim Payne, who's a food blogger and barbecue expert, is going to be joining us. We're going to talk about all the hot spots. Chase and I did a little field work for you on Friday because that's how we are.
Work purposes, correct.
Hold on. Y'all couldn't invite somebody for some work purposes.
Well, we know you're busy.
I know y'all are butt buddies and stuff, but I'm here too. Hello.
You busy. You're married. You got things to do. We don't.
Chase is married,
but well, never mind. Anyway, we went out. Yes, we went out. We did a little field research for you. We got the full report coming up. We want to hear from you on your hot spots and where you think they are. I've already heard from some people over the weekend because they knew we were going to be talking about it. So I've already heard from some people over the weekend. We'll be discussing that at 7:25.
93.1 The Wolf.
James. New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. Jay Cohen and Homemade. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase and a Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 7:24. It's a very important day. Should be a national holiday. It is National Pulled Pork Day today.
Yes.
We know something about that down here. And I have spent many, many hours dining at various barbecue restaurants, really all across the Southeast, which is where the best pulled pork barbecue is.
Amen.
On the phone with me as well today to join us is my friend Jim Payne, who's a food blogger and barbecue expert. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, The Wolf. How's the gang doing this morning?
We're fantastic.
Hungry.
Let's start out with a little recon trip that we made on Friday. I told Chase about this place. He had not been. And they know not to doubt me, first of all. When I say a place is good, you guys know I'm right.
Oh, yeah.
On the food side, he's an A+.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine dubbed it Eat Cred.
Word.
So I have that. So we went to Black Powder Smokehouse, which is in Jamestown. Now, those of you who are local that don't know it, there used to be an old gas station right there, sort of on that corner. You know the corner in Jamestown there. That's near the post office. And I'll tell you, I'll give them a 9+.
Whoa.
Okay.
A 9+. Yeah, I was going to say I give them a 10 in my book. It's so good. It's the best I've had ever.
And they got it all. They do pulled pork. They do the chop plate. They got prime rib. They do burgers, brisket burgers. Yeah.
Yeah. I love brisket.
Yeah. So anyway, their brisket is fantastic too. Now, brisket is something that everybody get an argument about. Brisket. You can't overdo brisket. If you cook brisket too long, it dries out. And if you don't cook it enough, you hadn't cooked it enough. And Jim thinks he knows where the best brisket is, but I haven't introduced him to the brisket at this place. So on the upcoming Carolina barbecue tour. Oh, wait a minute. What's that? Did you just say Carolina barbecue tour?
You got to understand that the Black Powder Smokehouse that you've been talking about is high atop the list for the upcoming 2020 North Carolina barbecue tour.
So Jim and some of his buddies put this together. They're very quiet about it. They come rolling in and swoop into all these barbecue places around the Carolinas, and then they get ranked. Kind of
we do the large pork plate every stop, you know, to make it consistent.
And Jim, how do I get initiated into this?
Oh, Andy, you're going to be invited. Don't you worry. You're gonna
all right. Perfect.
We're gonna let you know, girl. Lexington Barbecue was the winner last year.
There you go. Lexington Barbecue won last year, but it was tough last year, as I recall, to decide the rankings.
Oh, it was, because Lexington Barbecue did great, but Stamey's, man, every time we come to town, Stamey's is the very first stop.
Yeah. All right, but that's a long timer. Everybody loves them, some Stamey's. Mm-hmm. They like that. There are more favorites. Country Barbecue.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Yeah. Right up there at the top of the list. Carter Brothers, who closed their High Point location, but still have a one in High Point proper. They closed one of them, but they still have one over there.
I hope Prissy Polly's is on that list.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, the locals love that, too. And when it gets down to Hush Puppies.
Oh, yes.
The Rings are where it's at for me.
Yeah.
So, I don't know about anybody else. I know Annie loves the Rings. I love the Rings. Chase, ring, oblong, or round?
Ring.
Jim, ring, oblong, or round?
Yeah, you get extra points if the puppies are good. And, of course, the red slaw. And, oh, my God, if they don't have crinkle-cut fries, well, good luck.
Now, Jim, are you more of a, so when we're talking about sauce base, I'm more of an Eastern North Carolina vinegar base. Where do you lie?
Well, I lie in all of it. All
okay.
It's like the guy said. One of the barbecue competitors said, hey, my favorite barbecue is wherever I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that.
Exactly.
Because while you're there, you're going to try it, and it's going to be good. If it's not, somebody's just destroyed the whole thing. They need to be out of business.
Okay, fellas, have you guys tried Bibbs Downtown in Winston?
Yes. Oh, that's a new one. That's a new one, Annie.
Okay, so their slogan is, we're not Eastern, we're not Western, we're Bestern, because they have like their own flavor to everything. Hush puppies are made... are homemade every single day, and they are killer. They're not like your normal Hush Puppy. I don't know what they make them with, but they are so good. Same for their mac and cheese. Their brisket there is to die for. You guys got to check out Bibbs, too. They're pretty good to be different than what we're normally used to, you know?
Well, Dale, put this bad boy in auto. I think we need to call it a day.
Yeah, so Bibbs goes on the Carolina Barbecue Tour this year, as well as most of the other places will get hit over the course of a few days. And guys, if you run a barbecue restaurant, you don't know when that's going to happen. You don't know who they are. You don't know. It's like the newspaper food reviewer. You don't know who they are. They just come in, try it out, and slip away.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's like Dale and I when we go to places.
That's right. So all these,
you know, it really doesn't matter if the place is doing the traditional pit fire. I mean, that's cool if they do that, but nowadays, modern technology will allow others to participate. It doesn't matter if it's pork shoulder or pork butts or whole hog. It doesn't matter. You know, we're going to come in there and find the best chopped pork. It starts off as pulled pork, but by the time you're in North Carolina, most of the time it's chopped pork. I like it medium, not too fine. Some prefer the coarse, but I like that medium chopped pork. So that's what I'm coming for.
Okay, all right, guys. You run a barbecue restaurant. The barbecue tour rolling through in a couple of weeks. Going to get judged. Going to get ranked. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We can't tell you when. We can't tell you who. You know, one of us might be in there, but we might not be in there with them. So just because we're in there, don't think that that's happening right then and there.
I'm probably not just being there in general.
It's not like you don't see us in there anyway.
Yeah, you're right.
7:31 now. Happy National Pulled Pork Day to you. Go out and enjoy a platter today.
She was sitting all alone over on the tailgate. Yeah, play it again, play it again, play it again. Somebody play it again, play it again, play it again.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase. National Pulled Pork Day. Yes, we know it's Columbus Day, but I'm sorry. In North Carolina, that takes a total backseat to National Pulled Pork Day.
Got that right.
So people are really hammering us about all the spots, all the hot spots. We told you we'd have all the hot spots for you. And if you're new to the area, you got to get out there and you got to try some of this stuff. I'll go first. Some of the ones that have been shot to me. Black Powder Smokehouse is on there. Country Barbecue, of course. Our friends down the road here at Country. Fantastic. And by the way, one of the best breakfasts in town. in my opinion.
Yep, you're right.
Carter Brothers, the one over there on Main Street in High Point, it's still open. Of course, Stamey's, everybody always going to put Stamey's on the list. Annie, what do you got?
Dino's Barbecue in Moxville is what someone sent me, so that might have to be added to you guys' tour.
Dino's, is that D-I-N-O-S, Dino's?
D-E-A-N-O-S is how they spelled it.
That's why I ask, because we got to know how to spell it, because we got to look it up. D-E-A-N-O-S, Dino's Barbecue in Moxville. And, of course, you added Bibbs in Winston-Salem.
Yes.
I'm going to add one that I didn't think about that just kind of struck me is if I had to put together a list, it'd be Black Powder in Jamestown, Prissy Polly's, and also Jed's Barbecue in Ashboro off of North Fayetteville Street.
See, there's another one. There's another one added. Somebody else just hit me with Clark's.
Yes.
Clark's is good, yeah.
Ring Hush Puppies at Clark's, too.
Now, remember, you can always text us at 680-WOLF. We have the text line up and running every morning for you, so let us know.
Jim, if you want to check out Jim Payne's Instagram and all his food blogs, and you can check out the winners of last year's North Carolina Barbecue Tour, what's that, Jim?
Follow me at Jimmy's_Faves.
Jimmy's_Faves, F-A-V-E-S, right?
Yes. No, F-A-V-S.
F-A-V-S with no E.
Exactly.
All right.
So fancy. Hey,
all right.
That's a good list, though, buddy. We're getting ready for the new tour. And, in about 10 days, we'll be down there. So everybody get ready. And we got a lot of new places, thanks to the Wolf.
All right. Well, you guys keep on sending in your suggestions. Keep on sending us your hot spots. Jim, thanks, buddy. Have an awesome day. Go get a large platter today.
I will, bro.
Day starts with a coffee and then
yeah, like it. Way to go, Josh. Why don't we just dance? 7:43, Wake Up with the Wolf Show. I tell you, I think we may have 25 or 30 places.
Did we break the texting line? I think we did. Almost.
I think so too.
It's overloaded. We're going to pull this complete list together, though, and run them down. Keep letting us know what your favorite barbecue hotspot is. It's National Pulled Pork Day. And my buddy Jim, him and his gang roll through with a barbecue tour. And then everybody gets ranked up on his Jimmy's Faves site with pictures and the whole nine yards. Mm-hmm. And, of course, those of us here on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show will also be coming to try these places. Because we feel
I get to come this time. I get to hang out with you guys.
Yeah, you get to come.
Hold up. We need to discuss this, though.
We feel like it's our duty. All right, it's 7:44 and getting another week started. Welcome to your Monday.
This morning, the Wake Up with the Wolf Show salutes Lexington. See what I did there?
Yeah, I see what you did.
Population 19,089.
Salute! 93.1 The Wolf.
At this very moment, thousands of people are listening to this commercial about how there's a local...
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up with the Wolf Show. There's Luke Combs and Eric Church, Does to Me. 7:55, it's time to celebrate.
Cause it's birthday time, what a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Happy birthday to you. You're partying on this Monday. We'll get wild anyways, don't you worry. You share that birthday with Josh Hutcherson, who is 28. He played PETA in Hunger Games. Kirk Cameron is 50. Marty McGuire of the Dixie Chicks, or just the Chicks now, is 51. And Wolverine / Hugh Jackman is 52 today. Some local birthdays for you. Jeremy Peterson of Winston-Salem. Megan Birnbaumer of Blues Creek. Jacob Walker of Welcome. Mallory Williams of Trinity. And Buck Holtz of King. You can get your special day in now by going to our website, 931wolfcountry.com. And just in case, we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf, Luke Bryan and Drunk on You, Wake Up with the Wolf Show. It's 8:07. off to the land of Law and Order we go. And I will tell you in just a sec, I'll give you the info on the stealing artifacts. Just as a tip, generally, don't do that.
No,
don't steal ancient artifacts. But before we get to that, though, I wanted to tell you about this girl in Las Vegas. Her fiancé works at Target, and he was at work on Saturday. And she puts on her wedding dress, runs into Target, and demands she marry him immediately. She brought along the minister and everything and said, "We're going out here and do this in the parking lot now." He was in the middle of his job stocking shelves. They ended up going out into the parking lot and getting married. She screamed, "You put this ring on my finger 2 years ago, and it's time to do it or get out."
Crazy.
Yeah, I would have never put a ring on her finger.
Might have been a better choice just to get out.
Yeah.
Honey, I'm working. Can you not embarrass me in front of my friends?
Yeah, I've sort of rethought this whole marriage thing. If you could just leave.
Get your Starbucks on the way out. Have a great day.
How's your weekend?
She's just using him for his employee discount anyways.
That's right. She just wanted the Target employee discount. Hey, listen, if you travel and you go to a place where there are ancient artifacts, don't be tempted to steal them.
Right.
There's a 36-year-old woman from Canada who's only been identified as Nicole, and back in 2005, when she was in her 20s, she went to the ancient city of Pompeii in Italy and stole two small ceramic tiles.
No.
But now, she's returned the artifacts by mailing them to a travel agent in southern Italy because she says they cursed her. In the note in the envelope with the returned artifacts, she says, quote, "I am now 36 and had breast cancer twice. My family and I also had financial problems. We're good people, and I don't want to pass this curse on to my family or children. Please take them back. They bring bad luck."
Yeah, I understand that 100%. Because when I think about, you know, we're looking at houses and stuff, in the back of my mind, I'm going, is this on some sort of burial ground or some ritual land? Or is there an artifact buried here? I get worried.
Well, evidently, she paid no attention to it at first. But now she's very, very, very big on leaving things as she found them. Now, as far as we know, Nicole isn't going to face any criminal charges for stealing the artifacts. She was very careful and stealthy about sending them back with no return address in a plain envelope to a random travel agent in southern Italy.
That's safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, hopefully the curse has been lifted. I'm just worried about that chick who went in and made her boyfriend marry her in the parking lot at Target.
Yeah.
I hope she makes you smile.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf. That's Gabby Barrett, and I hope 8:13 now. Coming up at 8:40 this morning, going to give you a shot at actual tickets to an actual concert.
What?
Wow.
Listen, I know I blew you guys away. I know you're having to just shake your heads and go, wait, what did he say? There's an actual concert coming up that you can actually go to where people perform on a stage, which again is an elevated platform where people get on top of it and they sing, and it's many times lit by fancy lights.
It's interesting. Cool.
It's a
I've
cool
never
experience.
Heard of this.
So, Annie, what's the scoop?
So, I don't know.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you a shot at Justin Moore. He's going to be performing at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. That's right. He's going to do an actual show on a stage. Again, that elevated platform is a great idea. I don't know who came up with it, but it's nice. We're going to do that. We're going to give you a shot at that coming up at 8:40 this morning. All right. We'll
and
tell
here,
you where
to go. Here's what it will sound like. Hey, y'all, I'm Justin Moore. Thanks for joining me at the Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Sounds just like him. Thank you, Chase, so much.
You're welcome.
Again, that's coming up at 8:40. Hang on for
As a small business owner, these are stressful times. If you're a small business located.
And now it's time for
Things you need to know.
Now from the warehouse of overpriced things that you're probably not going to pay for, but we got to talk about it anyway. Ralph Lauren is selling a pair of paint splattered coveralls for a measly $808.
Nope, I'm good.
Obviously, the internet is hopping on, making fun of this online and trying to sell their regular
overalls with a little bit of paint splatter for that price. But, yep, that's a no from me. Today, I'm going to go ahead and get this out of the way. It's National Kick Butt Day, so if you have something on... I was thinking positive, Dale. I know exactly where you were going. I was going to say, if you have something on your mind, go and kick butt today, get it done, or... Yeah.
Go out in the parking lot and fight.
With That's right. socks on in the rain.
I feel like I got my butt kicked today already.
Well, yeah. This weekend was brutal when it comes to rain. I still feel like I'm wet right down to the socks. But hey, that's going to be, that's moving out. We got some clouds today, but we got 3 days of straight sunshine coming up starting tomorrow.
Today is National Pulled Pork Day, and this goes along great with it. Over the weekend, I watched a new Netflix series called The American Barbecue Showdown. Great production. Great all around. I've already seen the first episode. And to make it even more local, there are two people from North Carolina in there. One, his name is Ashley Thompson, is from Benson. And in case you're wondering where that is, that's down towards Dunn. And if you're still wondering where that is, it's down towards Fayetteville.
It's between Raleigh, and it's like right outside of Raleigh, headed south like you're going to Wilmington.
Yeah, you start to get into the sand hills. And there's also another guy on there called Shotgun. And he is one crazy dude. But the stuff that they are cooking on this show, my goodness, man. And they're on a time limit, too. You know, a lot of barbecue places, they like to smoke their meats at least 8 to 24 hours, depending on what it is.
Yeah.
But they only give these people like 6 hours to get it done.
Wow. So to celebrate National Pulled Pork Day, maybe you might want to start watching that series on Netflix.
It is a great show, and it'll make you hungry.
Good recommendation.
Mm-hmm. Local favorite is opening back up. I just got the notification this morning. Tweetsie Railroad Christmas is going into full effect. Yes, they're going to be opening up. Their tickets to go on sale tomorrow morning. And I was looking at it. A lot of people, because I'm part of an elite group of fans who talk about Tweetsie. And... the big lights and all that are going up on the side of the mountain. So they're going to do it on Friday and Saturday nights and some weeknights, depending on where it falls. And I believe tickets start at $44 for adults.
Get your telescope out. Take it out there with you, buddy.
I thought about that.
Oh,
put
my
that
God.
Bad of course boy you on did. Top, put that bad boy on top of the train. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I thought about it. Don't worry. And last but not least, here's your fun fact of the day. Did you know dogs are banned in Antarctica?
Why?
Why?
It's because of the fear that could spread diseases to the seals down there. So no dogs on the seventh wonder of the world or the continent of the world or whatever.
What about the sled dogs?
No.
I'm sorry, but the Navy SEALs need to be tougher than that and stop worrying about that.
This has been today's edition of...
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up with the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase. They give you a shot to see a show.
What is that?
That's a performance by a country music artist. This one is Justin Moore. He's going to be performing at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. Got a carload pass. That's six people to a car.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many more you'd want to put into a car. I certainly
wouldn't. Right.
I wouldn't want to be in there if you're going to do that. Hey, it's a concert, not a fraternity prank. So, 680 Wolf, 10th caller. 680 Wolf, 10th caller. 10th caller right now, 680 Wolf. We'll set you up and get you in there.
Working with a wolf from home? Cool. Make Alexa your secretary.
My kind of turns your holy.
New Country, 93.1, The Wolf. It's not just an app. It is nonstop entertainment. It's the Nextdoor app, and with Nextdoor News, over to Annie. Good morning, Annie. What you got?
We're headed to the neighborhood right smack dab in the middle of Kayville, NC. Okay,
welcome to the hood.
It's full of all the best news from the Nextdoor app, and the Nextdoor app has it all. The drama, the despair, the deceit, and people having daydreams about dog things. How you like that?
I'm having daydreams
about dog things in the middle of the afternoon.
That's it. Okay. This is actually probably my favorite story so far. And it's short and sweet, and it has a happy ending. So there's not so much of the drama and despair part here today. And I think that's okay. We can take a break from that. There's a woman in my neighborhood. Her name is Rachel. And she posted the other day just with a simple question.
Does anyone have a wiener dog I can borrow to take a picture with? Mm-hmm. Now, yeah, okay. When I first set my eyes on this, I was like, okay, this is sweet, but like, is this my husband posting? Because if he is, he's pretending to be a woman, number one. But number two, this man loves a wiener dog so much that there's no doubt in my mind that it just might be him. And he might be going to these great lengths to get his hands on one of those, you know, hot dog-shaped hounds. It was not my husband, luckily. I even asked him if it maybe was him, because I'm telling you guys, he's obsessed. Our neighbor across the street has one. And when it comes outside, he gets so excited. It's ridiculous. This man will get a wiener dog one day. Moving on to Rachel. Her intentions, though, are very pure. Someone replied, and I got excited because I'm like, yes, of course, I'm going to follow this. I want to know what's going on with Rachel and this wiener dog. Well, they said, I can't help you, but I'm extra curious to know the story behind all this. And I'm like, yes, someone else is on my wavelength here. Be nosy, and they're vocal about it. So that's sweet, Rachel, you guys. All she wanted was to just take a picture with this pooch, okay? Because that is her dream dog, and she wanted to have this dream posted on her vision board. That's it. How sweet is that, okay? So no one else responded except for that one person who couldn't help, but they ended up helping her anyways. They took her profile image, they photoshopped the sweetest looking dachshund puppy on there, and it just made her whole day. She was thrilled, and I don't know why she didn't think of this sooner, but I'm so happy somebody else stepped in to help her. It was literally the sweetest thread that has probably ever graced this app. And, you know, I'm just happy to spread the good vibes here. Now, I'm thinking all Rachel needs to do now is just to find that wiener dog who has a picture of her and Rachel on it, and then life will be perfect. You know, they got their whole vision board set up. The wiener dog's got Rachel. Rachel's got the wiener dog. And one day they're going to meet. And that's their vision for both of them.
If she wants a wiener dog so bad, why don't she just get a wiener dog?
It's a goal board, Dale. It's a whole thing, okay? You got to have these goals. You're working towards one to get to the next, to get to the next.
I don't get it. I mean, it's one of the, you know.
As the immature and 12-year-old in the group, I do have to say this joke or this story is lined with so many good jokes.
And you couldn't give me one?
No, I'm not. I'm going to take the high road today.
Okay, well, you know what? If you got sweet stories like Rachel from your neighborhood, or, you know, the deceit and despair part, because we all love a good, juicy news story, let me know. Follow me, Instagram, Facebook, it don't matter, AnnieCamp_on air, because I want to know.
Wiener dog.
Amateur.
Pictures on her phone, and tears in her eyes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.